to the call this morning. This is the Master's Call, and this is a faithful, fervent, fruitful Friday with favor on top, because we know that we serve an awesome God. He is doing phenomenal things in our lives. He is also doing some things and allowing some things to happen in our life that right now we really don't understand. But what I say is hold on to God's unchanging hand, because, see, yesterday I talked about going to a different place, and, see, going to a different place also requires you to do some different things and allows for some different things to happen in your life. See, God can't bless you with something better until you're able to handle what he's going to bless you with. So sometimes we get tested. Sometimes we take on things, or things are allowed to happen in our lives just to see, are you going to be content in the next place that he has for you? So just rest assured and know that God is just taking you through. But you know what? In 2012, all is well. So whatever it is, all is well in 2012. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Inglewood, California, and it is definitely a privilege and a pleasure to greet each and every one of you TMC family callers with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we here on the Master's Call thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our founders of this call. We thank them for their yes, and we thank God for the mission statement that he gave for this call: to enrich, to empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. We're able to call in and tap into this call. And we also have a scripture on this call, and it can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before you." See, we put the Master first. We seek him first. We seek his face and his presence, power, and provision here, and we know that everything else will line up unto us. So we bless God for the Master's Call, and we thank God for each of you who have called in. If you're calling in for the first time, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We meet here every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed time. If you have missed any of the calls that we've had from October the 25th of 2010 till the present day, then I invite you to visit our website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you have missed, if you would like to send in a prayer request, a praise report, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, I'm so thankful because we have some new prayer intercessors on the line with us this day. LaShawn, we welcome her. Tammy and Sister Benita, we welcome them. And there is still room for more. So if God is tugging you and pulling you and you're not sure what he's trying to pull you to, just send us an email and we will help you, because maybe sometimes we're unaware, but maybe there's someone that you need to reach out to who may be able to speak something into you that will light up the fire that God has already started within you. So send us a email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And see, the thread that knitted us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artists International. And at this time, I would just like to say our hearts go out to the family of Sandra Romo. If you're an artist distributor on this line this morning, you know how special Sandra Romo is. She's a daughter, an artist, and she went on home to be with the Lord. So we want to stand once again, stand in the strength that we have that comes from God, and rally up together, put our arms around one another, lock in, hand to hand, arm to arm, and stand strong in this time. Lift up prayers to the Diaz de Leon family, because that is someone very close to them and very close to each of our hearts. So please keep the Romo family in prayer, as well as the Diaz de Leon family and each and every artist distributor. Pray at this time. I'm sure further information will be posted out to everyone so we know what is going on, but we definitely want to stand stand together during this time. Also, continue to keep Godmother Dorothy Cook in prayer as she gets ready to lay to rest her granddaughter. Services will be happening on today and tomorrow out there in Texas, and further information will be provided for you on this call later on regarding those situations as well. So just keep everyone lifted right now. There's people in the hospital. There's people who are in the bed sick. There's people that are traveling. So the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So we're going to do that. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy, if she would come to the line this morning and go ahead and open up this call in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Psalms 98 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Hallelujah this morning. So, Father God, we sing praises to you this morning. Father God, we lift you up. We thank you, Lord God, because you're a God who is mighty. You're a God who's merciful. You're a God who's marvelous. You're a God who reigns over all the earth. And, Father, we worship you. We praise you. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you for the Master's Morning Call, and we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, who are the founders of the call. Father, we thank and praise you that you're blessing them as they go in, and you're blessing them as they come out. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you and Artists International this morning. Bless them, O God. Comfort their hearts, O God, in the loss of Sandra Ramos, Lord. Father God, you and only you can give them the comfort that they need in this hour. Although we stand behind them, Lord, although we lift them up and we're praying for them, Lord God, you are the one who can do all and make it okay for them, Lord. So, Father, we just pray that you bless them in this hour of need. Bless Minister Robin as she gives voice to your word this morning, O God. Speak through her, Lord God. Give her an anointed word that is just meant for each and every one of us, collectively and individually, Lord. Father God, we pray that you clear the atmosphere, the phone lines, and the airwaves so that her word comes forth unhindered, unchecked, and unbothered by anything, by any outside force of Satan. Bind the attack of the enemy, and I bind it, and I call it null and void in Jesus' name. I release the angels of the Lord, Father God, and I thank you, Father, for blessing this call. Let the glory of the Lord shine on this call this morning, today, right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening us up. I do feel the glory of the Lord upon us on this day. God bless you, woman of God. So at this time, I'm not going to delay, but I'm going to go ahead and bring to you this morning our speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to this call. She is a founder of the Master's Call. She hails this morning from Prairie View, Texas, and I am just so excited that she is a part of our lives here on the Master's Call. She is an artist distributor. She is a daughter. She is a woman of God. She is saved. She is sanctified, and she is satisfied, and she is working every day for the Lord. I believe she wakes up in the morning and she says, "Lord, what do you want me to do today?" And she walks in the excellence of who he is. And not only does she walk in it, but she shares it with us. She mentors with us. She teaches us the practical and prophetic word of God. And I'm telling you, she gave us that affirmation this year in 2012. all is well. So it is my privilege, my pleasure, and my honor to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much for that introduction. I tell you, Minister Candy, I was ready to go on in with that prayer this morning, and I receive it. Pinch hitting for Minister Robin this morning. She had to take her father to the airport. We're keeping that family in prayer. We know recently she had lost her brother, and now her father lost his brother, so she's on taking him to the airport. He's on his way to North Carolina, so please keep them in prayer. And as you all have said, I tell you, very hard day yesterday when Platinum President Dorothy and Platinum President Marie called me to tell me that Sandra had gone home to be with the Lord, had just been speaking with her and wishing her happy birthday last month. And as we tell each other to slow down, no, she had pneumonia, but we're just keeping everybody in prayer, and we're walking through that. And as Evangelist Tiffany said, definitely keeping Godmother lifted up as we celebrate the life of her granddaughter, Felicia, with her homegoing ceremony this weekend. I'm going to continue with what I've been teaching over the last couple of days. It is just so much on my spirit. When I was up just walking and praying this morning, just literally just trying to hear from God what he is doing and what he is shifting and aligning in our lives. We're going to continue with our series on Our Miracle is in Our Mouths. Our miracle is in our mouths. And we have the subtitle, The TBA of God. The TBA of God. And that TBA, you know, normally means to be announced. But we're announcing to the heavens our turnaround, our breakthrough, and the anointing of God that will rest on our lives. And as I mentioned before in the other teachings of this series, last year this time, I taught from a book I use in my prophetic institute as I teach my prophets in training from Dr. Bill Hammond. Has an awesome series of books for those of us who walk in the office of prophet, but we're all prophetic people. And from his book of Prophets and Personal Prophecy, God's Prophetic Voice Today, he gave some directives, but I've kind of combined it, and I'm going to make sure we're all clear and on the same page, because all of our miracles are birthed through our mouth, but what comes out of our mouth is what you and I believe in our heart, and what you and I believe in our heart comes from what we think and the attitudes of our mind. Yeah, that was straight off the Holy Ghost press this morning. So we must get the right mindset, get our minds in, I call it the godly gear, so that out of our mouths we'll be in the right gear, we'll only flow and say with thus saith the word of God. And the book that the subtitle that Dr. Hammond taught so profoundly was the WWW. And it dropped in my spirit. He always gives me little acronyms and things. Well, there's a WWW for godly transitions. There's a holy internet highway to victory. And what Dr. Hammond teaches, the three, the word, the will, the way. And what God showed me is the how, because I'm a practical teacher to my very heart, to the tip of my toes, to the top of my head. And the WWW is we have to be first willing, and then we must be worshipers. And then birth out of that will be wise. So the subheading of the WWW for godly transitions in our holy internet highway to victory is the word, the will, and the way. And how we do it is by being willing to be a worshiper and being wise. And it's eight directives he gave, and I spent a backdrop as we reinforced our theme for this consecration that many of us are still going through, our 40 days to February 13th. But the theme for this year, in 2012, all is well. And for us to continue to speak daily over our lives to fortify the heaven and to fortify our minds, to download in our hearts so that we're postured for purpose. We've got to get our mouth lined up with the word of God and use that as the true sword of the Spirit. As I said in earlier teachings, the only proactive piece of garment in Ephesians 6, the only one that goes ahead and makes the crooked pathway straight for us is the word, the sword. Everything else is reactionary. It prepares you to take a hit.
The helmet is for the hip. The breastplate is for the hip. The loins, the shoes with the gospel of peace. The sword is the proactive, and we've got to make sure that it's great to say I love the Lord, but you need to know his word. We need to study his word, meditate, and chew on his word daily. And we learned in our previous teachings that, again, when we determine God's word on a matter, then his specific will about it and his way to fulfill it. This is our holy internet highway, and it's our directive on how to live for Christ. But all three traffic lights in the heavens must all be green before we can proceed on our way. And just like the natural internet highway with Facebook, you know, in the IPO stage, every character, when you go to a subject line on your computer to look for a website, you have to have the punctuation exactly right. Every letter has to be right. Well, there's some things that have to line up with our character in our hearts, in our lives, the word, the will, the way. And we've been learning that with our mouth, that's the most powerful tool, but it can also curse us as well as bless us. And we're learning to only stay on the blessing side of the matter, the TBA of getting the turnarounds through our mouth saying the right thing, getting the breakthrough because we're confessing what the word says and provoking and evoking the anointing of God on our lives each and every day. And we're learning to say the affirmations that make the difference. So, again, first we have the word, being willing and obedient to the word, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. You know, my opinion is nice, your opinion is nice, but it has never destroyed any yokes. Only the word of God is housed in the anointing. So that's how we travel to that place called the promise, the purpose, and the destiny, by using the word, the will, and the way, but being willing, being that worshiper through prayer and praise and becoming wise because we consistently, that's not a cuss word, we're disciplined, that's not a cuss word either, to work our faith muscles in God's gym like this fast. Many of us fell down several times, but as long as you keep getting up and looking up, you can go on up in God. So the second W of our holy internet highway was the will of God, and we were going again through the eight directives, and I want to make sure that we had those because this is out of Dr. Bill Hammond's book, but so profound that will help us to get to the daily will of God. Because remember, you can't go to a verse or a chapter and see where to go to college, who to marry, what house to buy, you know, where I should send my kids to school. There's not those kind of exact, but God does make his will prevalent when we're sensitive. And to know the will of God for our TBA, especially as I was honing in on before, the anointing, because that's what you want to show up in our lives. We need to pray. We need to decree and declare to the heavens as we're consecrating ourselves through this prayer and fasting. And we're announcing to all of heaven and we're notifying all of hell that we know who we are and we know whose we are. And we gave some strategic affirmations that allowed that anointing to flow uncontaminated and unhindered from Dr. Cindy Trim's book, Commanding Your Morning. We talked about Solomon's anointing and Esther's anointing and Joshua's anointing, and if you hadn't heard the details of what each one of them were, please go back and listen to the previous teachings. We talked about Moses' anointing with the trailblazer and Paul's anointing with the cutting-edge apostolic revelation, David's anointing, and Issachar's anointing for the discernment of the correct times and seasons. And the first directives that we went through, I think we got through the six of them. One was rhema and scripturally illuminating things in our life through rhema. Rhema is an inspired word that's true rhema carries with it a deep inner assurance, a witness that you know that you know that you know God's going to work it out. And it's combined with a scriptural illumination. Some of us have read different stories and passages in the Bible, and then as we are maturing, we can read it, and woo, the light comes on, and we really begin to understand what God is saying. Secondly, we talked about the prophet and personal prophecy as a directive. Third, we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, those nine gifts of the Spirit, and especially as ministers, as business people, like our artist family, we need to desperately know how to allow these gifts to make wise decisions in our businesses and with our families. All we're talking in this series, our miracle is in our mouth. The TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. And then that other anointing declarations we made was Isaac's anointing, Cyrus's anointing, Samuel and Daniel's anointing, Joseph's anointing for political and economic leadership. That's why many of us, you hear us prophetically say that President Barack Obama is our Joseph in the White House. See, we're talking and lining up the heavens. Who else can turn around the mess he walked into but someone anointed and appointed by God himself? Abraham's anointing, Deborah's anointing. Yes, sisters, we are the ones, and men with that spirit of balancing career and the calling with our family. And then that fourth directive was the fruits of the Holy Spirit, those nine fruit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. What is fruit? That's the character of God. To be led by the Holy Spirit does not mean that we are led only by supernatural manifestations of the gifts. The fruit and the gifts are like two sides of the same coin, and both sides must be in good shape for it to be spendable, for it to flow out of our mouths. See, when you have the right fruit in your heart, them four-letter cuss words don't come out of your mouth. Go on, say amen or oh me. But the Holy Spirit is not in competition with himself. Both the fruits and the gifts are manifestations of the Spirit's activity in our lives. For example, I guard my peace because the fruit of peace, the peace of God, is particularly important. It's important to keep your peace because that's how you can clearly hear God. If you have the mind of Christ on the matter and you're being led by the Spirit, you'll find the right fruit within. And if you do not have them, then the green light of God's will has not turned on green yet. Do nothing, make no commitments or final decisions until this light gives you the true green light. Then fifth directive, the witness, clearance, or restraint of the Holy Spirit. The witness, clearance, or restraint of the Holy Spirit. See, to know and follow God's will for our lives, we must be very sensitive to the checks and the restraints of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16. In that 16th verse of Romans 8, he will also bear witness with our spirit to help us know his mind. I teach my prophets and I teach as a pastor. This is so important. When you can't get peace on a matter, don't forge ahead. Don't run over the Holy Spirit. This isn't Roadrunner and Coyote. Slow down. Take the time. Get in God's presence because you're missing something. You're not in posture or alignment with exactly what God is saying. And too many times, because we don't practice his presence regularly, we think it's us tripping, and we'll run smack dab into a wall, then get mad at the devil, have an attitude with God, but we didn't have peace. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he said, don't do it, don't go. You're like, oh, it'll be all right, God will work it out. Well, yeah, he's going to work it out, but you're taking a scenic route when there was a more expedient way. If you want the green light of God's will to shine, then we must have clearance in our spirit. Never, never, never ignore promptings or restraints from the Holy Spirit. When he doesn't give you peace, it's a reason. It will dull your spiritual senses if you just keep marching over and having your way, getting confused that your view is the view. What does the Word say about it? It will also change God's ordained green light into a blinking yellow white inside that'll cause us to become either self-willed and set in our ways. See, when you keep ignoring the promptings, the restraints of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will walk you all the way to the door of hell and let you in if you choose. It's whosoever will, not the WWF that I'm going to slam dunk you on the canvas of the World Wrestling Federation and make you do it. That's not how God operates. See, we'll either be bound up in a perpetual state of confusion and decision. If you're always confused, if it's always drama, most times we, especially some of us strong black sisters, life makes us have to be strong, have to be the lead, the head. But we got to get in that place with God to be sensitive and keen to put our feelings on the back burner, especially when it concerns our children, our family, one thing we strongly desire, and truly say, God, what would you have me to do? Thought I was going to get a little further, but all right. We're going to stop now. It's 25 after, and we'll go through 6 through 8 on Monday, hopefully, prayerfully. But it's so important that you get this, that you understand, again, our miracle is in our mouths. The TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. And again, what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of my mouth is what we believe in our heart. And what we believe in our heart come from what we think and the attitudes of our mind. So we're going to line it up and get rid of the stinking thinking and celebrate God's word, embrace God's word, eat God's word. So the only thing that flows out of our mouth is what thus saith the word of the Lord. Our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give glory to God. I'm telling you, this is an exciting Friday. We have been told what to do, and I accept the challenge, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you so much, because our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God. See, you're getting ready to go through a turnaround. You're getting ready to experience a breakthrough, and the anointing of God is on your life. So I thank God for you, woman of God, and remember that you cannot operate without the word, the will, and the way of God. And she said that all we need to do is to be willing to be a worshiper and to be wise. I thank you for saying that. And you're right. We do have to put our feelings on the back burner, because I'm telling you, when they lead you, oh, man, sometimes you're unstoppable and you lead down a road that you don't even want to be on. So just allow your feelings and emotions to be put on the back burner and allow God to direct your paths. At this time, Minister Kathy, if you could come to the line and seal this word and this call out in prayer, and cover our prayer requests, we would greatly appreciate it. Minister Kathy, at this time.
God bless you. Thank you. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Excellent. Praise God. I tell you what, Pastor Vanessa, I want you to just continue on this series. I know you want to wrap it up, but we are being so tremendously blessed by what God has put in your mouth. And every time I turn around, I'm saying, remembering and reflecting on my miracle is in my mouth. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for your word today. We thank you according to Jeremiah 1:9 that we will listen and give words to what you speak, God, and that we will know today we give authority. Oh, we are given authority over nation and kingdom to uproot and to pull down and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Father, I thank you for the word that you have called to come through your servant today, that our miracle is in our mouth. I pray, Lord God, that you not only let us be hearing this word, but God, let us do it every single day. Let us be so conscious of what we're saying out of our mouth, our thought processes, oh God, and that we're speaking life, Lord God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just bless us, Lord God, as we become so keenly aware and so sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that we will not do what we want to do, but we will yield to and do what you want us to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you now, we repent before you, but we've said the things that we should not have said. God, we thought the things that we should not have thought. We're asking you, Lord God, to wash us, oh God, now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to wash us in the blood of Jesus and cover us. And now as we submit to this word that we have heard today, we thank you, Lord God, that it shall do us good and not harm. We bless you for your servant. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless our life. Thank you for the sacrifices, the tremendous sacrifices that she makes that all of us don't even know and understand. Oh, God, having to have her shoulder responsibility of this ministry. And we bless her today. We ask, Lord God, that you give back to her everything that she has given out. Undergird her with strength and let us continue to hold up her arms, Lord God, as she is being used mightily for the kingdom. Now, Lord, we thank you for all that are on our prayer list today. We're holding up, God, as my sister has already prayed, the Romo family, Lord God, the Romo family and the Cook family, Lord God, and Robin's family as well, and all that have lost loved ones. Father, we know that you are the God of all comfort. We stand boldly upon the word. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident, and we say it, Lord God, we're willing to know that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. I thank you, God, that we stand upon that word and we hold fast to it in this season. I thank you for giving them strength, Lord God, to walk through, oh God, the homegoing services and all that is involved. I pray, God, that you continue to undergird us with your strength in the name of Jesus. We're looking to you because you are indeed our God. You are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's with us, and you said that you would absolutely never leave us, and we give you praise. We give you glory for that today. We thank you for everyone on this prayer list, Lord God, that are standing in need of healing. Oh, God, Sister Henderson, Jackie, Lord God, bless her. Continue to strengthen her body and everyone else. My presence, Father, Lord God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are our great physician. And so we're asking you to continue to bless their lives in the name of Jesus. And those, God, that are standing in need of financial blessings, we know with assurance that you are Jehovah Jireh, and we bless you for it now. We bless you for meeting every need, every care, whether it's emotional, whether it's financial, whatever it is. God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You meet the need now in Jesus' name. We know that you are our God, and you love us with an everlasting love. And I bless you today. We ask all these things in your name, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for sealing the word and sealing this call out in prayer today. To you, Minister Candy, thank you so much for opening up and clearing the airways this morning in prayer. And to Dr. Vanessa, what will we do without you? I don't even know. I don't even want to think about it. But we thank and praise God for you and for inspiring us and taking us up to the next level this morning. And this call would not be what it is without each of you who have dialed in this morning, the TMC family. We thank God for you, and we pray that as you go through your day that you would not be challenged, but that you would submit and obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Walk into the will of God. Allow his alignment to line you up and have a super fantastic weekend, as Dr. P.K. Roberts would say. And we love you, and we will hear you on the line again. If you will be staying for part of to give us your praise and your prayer reports, we welcome you to stay on the line. We will call you to come into the queue. And those of you who are leaving, goodbye for now. Okay, are we ready to begin part two?
Yes, we are, and we are so glad to see her back on the board, Evangelist Tiffany, and that's our very own Minister Jackie from Indiana. The floor is yours.
Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, prayer family. I am so thankful and so grateful to be back in your presence this morning. And for those that don't know, I had an episode this week. As you can see, there's still a little congestion going on in my head, but I tell you, all is well in 2012, because just that is just congestion in my head, and the mucus is coming out, and soon I'll be totally back to myself again. I claim that. But on Monday night, I fell asleep, and I woke up later Monday evening to find my left hand was swollen and hurting a little bit. And it had an unusual swelling to it. And like I said, I had all this congestion in my head, I wasn't getting to break through enough, and it was very uncomfortable. And I had a little pressure in my chest, and I thought maybe it was a little heartburn. I got up and took some Cran Aloe, and it kind of eased it off a little bit, and then it returned. So I went in, and it felt like I usually do when I have to have an asthma treatment, so I went in and I got a treatment. and the pressure was still there. Now, mind you, there was no pain whatsoever. So a little voice said, well, go to the hospital. So I called my doctor. I called my daughter up, and I said, look, come and take me to the hospital. I kind of thought, well, you know, it couldn't be too much more than, you know, just sometimes that asthma treatment is not enough with the home medications that they give us. And usually when I have the head problems like this, it does go down into the chest. So the worst thing that could happen to me was they would give me an antibiotic shot and send me home. Well, I got to the hospital, and they said, well, we want to check a few things out just to be sure. They had me laying on the table. I walked in with no problem, at ease.
Amen. So come on, Ms. Jackie.
Yes, and I was at ease. I got in. They did the EKG. They did the X-ray. The doctor came back in and said, Ms. Henderson, we've already called the ambulance, and we're going to transfer you to the heart hospital. And that was a surprise to me, and I'm like, what? He said, you have just had a heart attack. And I'm sitting there going, what? So they transferred. He said, we've called the surgeon. They're waiting for you when you get to the hospital. They're going to take you into surgery. I arrived at the heart hospital, and the surgeon came in and said, we have somebody that's come in, and they're in a life and death situation. We've got to take care of them, and then we'll get to you. They took me into surgery. They didn't even, I mean, I was awake through the entire surgery talking to the surgeon while he was operating on me, and they took me back to my room. And even from the surgical procedures, I have no soreness in my body, no pain.
Hallelujah.
Never had any pain, anything, even from the incisions that they made. And I'm back home again. I'm feeling great. I'm able to do everything that I've done before, and I know it was nobody but God. And he kept me, I was in a perfect peace throughout this whole thing. When I was laying in my room waiting for him to come get me to take me to surgery, I asked my daughter, I said, you got your laptop? She said, yeah. I said, I want you to send a prayer request.
Yep,
send my
prayer.
We got it.
We
got it. She did it.
We got it. I sent it right on to the team. And
my daughter said, what? I said, you know what? The Bible said where there's two or three gathered, there I'm in the midst, and I know that those are some true prayer warriors, and I don't know what's going to be ahead of me, but I know God's got me. And I told her, I said, at the end of that, put all is well in 2012. And she had such a puzzled look on her face. I said, I want them to know that I know God is still in the healing business, and he's got me. So I thank you for your prayers, and God totally had me in his hands.
Well, we just send the word of Jehovah Rapha healing to you, Jackie, and we just know. We had noticed that you weren't on the call, and then when I saw the email, I immediately sent it on to the entire team, and we just continue to believe God for your total healing. And I'm going to go a little further because the enemy was stupid enough to touch you. We're going to stand on that Proverbs 6:31 that you are not going to be just back to good health, but seven times healthier in Jesus' name. We love you and thank you. And we're going out now to Atlanta to Ms. Rushi. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. And that was an awesome, awesome message this morning. I've been in Albany, Georgia. My sister had the surgery on her eye on Monday. My patient doing well. Went down and did some things for her. Did a master's recruit of five people while I was down there. Put them in the business. And just want you all to continue to pray for my family, myself, your family, the DeLeon family, and Santa Romo and Mrs. Dorothy Cook. I love you guys, and I see y'all at the extravaganza.
Ms. Rushi, what's your sister's first name?
Mary Walker.
Mary Walker?
Mary, M-A-R-Y Walker.
Great. Okay, we'll definitely continue to keep her on the prayer list and your entire family down there in Albany. And we also look so forward to hugging your neck next month. Yeah, it is next month. And that's something that's too, that's it, to Cindy. Yeah, next month.
Yeah, next month.
I'm going to pull this chart for you. Is she the useful that on a CT scan?
Okay, I think she did realize that she had hit her phone and covered the queue. Well, we're going to go to Houston to Ms. Angela. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. I just thank y'all for prayers and everything. I just asked if a prayer. I don't know. Got up, went to church Sunday, had a good time fellowshipping Monday. Back start feeling kind of bad Tuesday. My back went out. I don't know what's going on. I went to the emergency room Wednesday morning, and they couldn't find anything, but, you know, nothing out of the norm. So I'm just asking for prayer. Talk with Marie, my platinum leader there. She told me to put on one of my garments. So I have it on this morning going to work, and she told me to take my doctor told me my bones was thinning. So I'm taking that coral with the calcium. I'm just asking y'all just continue to keep listening in prayer because I don't know, it just is out of the norm for my back to go out like it did. And just thanking y'all for the prayers and everything, and thank you for this line. I tell you, I didn't get on it the other 2 mornings, and I can tell I wasn't on it because I couldn't feel the spirit. But I thank y'all and just continue to pray for me, and my prayers go out to God as well. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. I know Ma Preston told you right to put that body magic on because anybody with any kind of back problem, that body magic helps align you. We're, again, sending the word of Jehovah Rapha healing. Angela, is there anyone else? Because right now, Ms. Tiffany, our queue is empty. And I did receive the email from Ms. Regina. We are going to continue to lift you up for your monies. I have no doubt that all the money will come in for your trip to Israel. I kind of had the same miracle back in 98 where someone just said, I want to take you with me. I just met them, and they paid the entire trip to Israel for 9 days, and God is no respected person. So we're calling those finances in. All right, Miss Tammy, we're going back to you now. Okay, the floor is yours. Miss Tammy?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Tammy?
I guess she does not.
She may be driving. She might be driving. But yeah, Dr. Vanessa, we do have a few prayer requests. Mother Whitaker would like us to continue to keep her in prayer. She is having some health situations going on, and hopefully we'll have some type of artist products in her system within the next 3 days. We're praying that she will make that happen, as well as her sister Carla Smith, who also used to be a very, very faithful member of the call, but she has been busy working. But she, her husband, who we have been praying for, had death in his family, so they're traveling to go ahead and bury their loved ones. So we want to continue to keep them in prayer, their family in prayer. Michael Whitaker is still trying to get divorced from his wife, but every time they go back to court, something happens where it doesn't go through, so she's still able to hold on, and nothing has been released from that. But we also have to pray for Michael Whitaker that he has an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to keep them in prayer as well at this time.
Okay, so I have prayed for health challenges for Ma Whitaker and for Carla Smith, her sister, with the death of a family member of her husband, to pray for their traveling mercies, and with Michael Whitaker still going through the divorce, and we've been praying for his relationship with Christ. I remember that. Okay, going through divorce and relationship. All right, well, we have a few more people.
Pastor Vanessa?
Yes?
I'm sorry. Was it cute? Clear?
No, we have two more. We have 718-272. You're on 718-272. I think that's New York.
Hello?
Is that you, Crystal?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Fine.
Hi.
And you? Pleasure.
Blessed and highly favored. I'm just, you know, calling this morning to give a prayer. A praise report on Mr. Sylvester that I told you guys to pray for because he had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just reporting that, you know, he is getting there. He is walking again with assistance, and, you know, his feet is moving fairly well. His speech is cleared up, and his hands is beginning to, move regularly. So I just want to bless God and thank you guys again for your prayer. And just keep lifting up each and everyone in prayer. Keep lifting up myself also. I pray request to keep focus and for each and everyone on the line to just hold on. Amen.
Amen. We all receive it too. Thank you so much. And we praise God and celebrate Mr. Silver's recovery. All right, Minister Kathy, I think you had a prayer request. And she went away. Okay. Well, there
I'm
is
here,
no
Pastor
one.
Vanessa. I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
I have a prayer request for one of our distributors in Nashville, Tennessee. Her name is Rochelle Hall, and have been in tremendous pain throughout her body the last 3 or 4 days, and as of yesterday, trying to close out the month. I mean, between trying to put orders in, she's running to the bathroom, literally throwing up. So the doctors are not certain what's going on with her, but I want to ask the prayer warriors to be in agreement with me. It's whatever that is, that it is cursed at the root and that she's every whit whole in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we definitely will lock in agreement with you for that. All right, Minister Tiffany, that is everybody.
Amen, amen. So if we don't have any other additional prayer requests or praise reports, we're going to go ahead and seal these prayer cover these prayer requests that we have. God, we thank God for the praise reports, and we thank God that all is well in 2012, and just for what he's doing in the lives of those who believe and trust him as he is reorganizing some things in our lives at this time. Shall we go ahead and close out in prayer at this time? Are we all cleared, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, we are, ma'am.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for this time that you have allowed for us to come together just to rejoice and to be glad because of who you are and because of the great things that you have done in our lives. We thank you for Sister Jackie Henderson, and we thank you, Lord, that you took her through something, but you showed up and you showed out, Lord. We thank you that she is walking around and doing her normal things, that she's pain-free, Lord, after you have just regulated her heart and touched her heart and did some new things. We thank you, Lord, because truly that is a miracle. She is a walking miracle. She is a testimony, and we just thank you for her life. We thank you for her family. Continue to do great things in her life. Continue to remove the congestion that is in her head right now, Lord. We know that you can, because we know and we trust that you will, and we know that you are able to do all, Father. For Rushi, we thank you, Father God, for her persistence. We thank you for her perseverance. We thank you just for who she is, Lord, who you created to be. Created her to be fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you that you allowed her sister Mary eye surgery to go well, and we know that you will give total and complete healing, Lord, that she will have no more complications in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the 5 new business members and Artists International that she was able to speak to their hearts, and they heard what she had and said, let me be a part of that. So continue growth for each and every artist distributor on this line. We thank you, Lord, for Angela, and we thank you, Father God, that she is connected back to us, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal the pain that's in her back as she wears her garment, as she listens to what instructions are given to her by the Platinum President, Marie Preston, who we so faithfully love, and we pray that you would continue to give her strength as her father has gone through surgery. We thank you for bringing him through, Lord, and we pray that you would do total and complete healing in his body in the name of Jesus, Father. For Regina, Lord, she is asking for a financial blessing in order that she would go and be able to be a blessing to others and cover others in Israel. And we know that you would make it happen. We don't know when, but we know that you will. So we just ask that you would provide whatever she is in need of at this time. And for Tammy's unspoken prayer, Lord, I pray and I know that you know what it is that she needed to say. So we ask that you would intercede right now in the name of Jesus. For Mother Whitaker, Lord, heal heal her body, touch her mind, her spirit, and her body right now like only you can, Lord. Heal and deliver right now in the name of Jesus for Carla Smith, that she travels the highways and byways with her husband and their family to celebrate the life of their loved one. We lift her up to you right now. Give your angels charge to guide them safely to and from, Father. For Michael Whitaker, we pray for his salvation, that his salvation, that he was accept you, to know that you are the head of his life, and that once he puts you first, that everything else that he is seeking will line up in the name of Jesus. And for Christine, we thank you for her, and for Mr. Silver, we thank you that you are doing better and greater things in his life, in her life. And for Rochelle Hall, Lord, you know what's going on in her body. As the doctors may not know, you are the master doctor, and we know that you know what's going on. So touch right now. Remove the throwing up that she's going through and that she's experiencing, but we ask that you would heal right now. And for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, for every prayer spoken and unspoken, do great things in our lives, Lord, as we are yielding and surrendering ourselves to you, Father. Just come and illuminate that light within us, Father God. Heal right now, deliver right now, and we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray these things, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. So once again, you have connected yourself to the Master's Call, and we just thank God for this fellowship, this time that we have been together. For each and every one of you who are still connected to the line, we praise God for you, and we know that great things are happening. We know that greater praise reports are about to come. Know that this is the beginning of a new month for every artist international distributor, and know that this month will be greater than the month before, and rest assured that God is doing great and wonderful things, and he is still in the miracle working business. So we are going to close this call out right now and never close out the presence of God and his anointing. So we bless God for each of you. Have a super fantastic weekend, and we will hear you all on the line on Monday. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye for now.